live from the Hub at Hotel MTK in Mount Kisco, New York. It is season 1.5 billion of The Clubhouse. Good evening, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. This fine gentleman alongside of me, I mean Bob Small. No, I mean Mark Jeffers is to my left.
You know what?
1.5 billion years. How have we done it?
You know what? I'm much younger than I appear.
Yes, you are.
And on Facebook Live, which apparently we're on as well. I know, I tried to make these things out. All right, yes. We're in the clubhouse. We have this guy named Dave Dromio next to me, but we're not talking to him for a while.
Yeah.
Don't worry about him. Small, and we actually have Ben Smith. We have an audience.
We do?
There we go.
Woohoo!
Great show. Glad to be back. Sorry, I was a little bit delayed. We try to start in September, but you know what? We're in October, and we're going to have some fun shows heading into the December 4th Christmas Spectacular.
So better late than never.
There never you apologize.
Go. That's right.
So, anyways, without further ado, I always like to introduce him.
Oh, bring him in.
All right. So, anyways, Bob, how you been? No, sorry.
Bob
Mr.
is here.
Dave Dromio, Executive Director, Sports Business Management, Master's Degree Program, Manhattanville University. How are you, my friend?
I am well, and thank you, and I have missed you guys. You're actually a sight for sore eyes. I do miss this. Ooh. Thank you.
But he's still tearing up.
I am.
Aren't we all?
It brings a tear to my eye and a lump to my throat, as Ralph Kramden would say. But no, this is a long time in waiting, and jeepers, a lot has happened since we last saw each other, guys. A lot.
It's true, and so let's get into a little bit of that. First of all, I must say, I know that you're teaching a class at Manhattanville.
Your class.
Working together. No, I know you're teaching my class, but an interesting one, and which we can segue into. See, Rob, I'm learning from you.
I love this.
I'm learning to segue.
This is fantastic. You're a pro.
So, Dave had Jim Rooney.
I did.
I couldn't be on that. I was going to watch.
But he also brought in Terry Hanratty to have
who?
A
reunion. I did.
They reunited.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. That was pretty cool.
That was cool. So thank you for getting Jim again. He's amazing. He's a good guy. Obviously, that's NFL royalty right there. Best ownership, one of the best ownership groups in the NFL history. Terry obviously paid for the Steelers. We do a podcast, Hanratty's Huddle, which Rob is involved with. And at the end of the day, Terry came and wanted to be involved in that class. The class loved it. They were like, this is unbelievable.
It truly is. So that's pretty cool.
And we had Jim Rooney and Terry Hanratty to speak to because when Jim saw Terry, he's like, Terry, you know. So they obviously had a lot to catch up on. It was really fun.
And Terry's going to have a pretty big weekend in his own right.
Yeah, Terry is on his way. Tomorrow morning, we did the podcast today, so he's on his way to Pittsburgh for his 50th anniversary, 16 guys.
Nine.
Yeah, right. So that's right. So he's really looking forward to that.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Yeah. I play the Jets Sunday night, so that should be like a, you know, layup. But you know,
I hope. Just got to be honest.
Which layup are we going to go? Well, that's it. We have to wait to the banter and fun for all section of the show. But Rob, you must have been like, you know, being a Steelers fan.
Yes.
I mean, that whole, you should definitely, you could have been on that class. You could have been.
I know.
I know. Two of your faves, I mean, right?
I would have loved to have been a part of it. I had something cooking that day. But, you know, we've had Jim on the show, and Terry is the man. To call Terry Hanratty my friend, a man who is two-time All-American, national champion winner, and, of course, a two-time Super Bowl champion who had to play pretty important downs in Super Bowl X after Bradshaw got hurt. Yeah. Granted, he had to hand the ball off four times, but who cares?
Yeah.
He played in the Super Bowl.
And he's a good guy. He's a really fun guy. He's got great stories.
Great, fun, down-to-earth, good man. It's a thrill to call him a friend.
And by the way, you know, Steeler Nation is a real thing. You know, they talk about Sox Nation. They talk about all this other crap. Steeler Nation, and I've been in MetLife or whatever, seeing all the terrible towels. If you watch the Raiders game Sunday, it was 75% Steeler fans.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas. It had to be, or more, right, Rob?
Oh, easily.
So it's insane.
I could only listen to that game on radio, and you heard every time the Steelers did something, that's all you heard was Steeler Nation, basically.
Yeah, that's a,
it's and a Steelers crazy. Game is a treat. It's tremendous. Great football atmosphere. But so are Giants games. Got to be fair. They're so similar in terms of organizations.
Well, yes, ownership is really the,
very much
two great ownership organizations. And that's what we talk about today. Is really, and Kansas City has a good ownership group.
They do.
They really do. And so that's the difference to me is, the ownership who sets the pace for.
Taylor, Travis, what do you guys think? Oh, they're not here. Never mind.
They were at the Yankee game.
I know they were at the Yankee game, so I figured they'd come up here tonight.
They should have.
Take Metro North. Why not?
They might be here.
Oh, okay.
I think they're still hiding in the back room.
Well, yeah, I was going to say they might have. Anyway, continue.
All right, so the other question I have, I need doubleheader. Give me an update on doubleheader. How's biz and everything is good? The station?
Doubleheader is doing fine. When I'm ready and willing and available and able, I jump on and do the show. I have a young man who comes in occasionally to join me and kind of co-host a little bit. He's learning the ropes of the business, Max Pfeiffer, who you met here a while back. He and his mom came in and watched part of our show. And,
I remember him.
He comes in and hangs out with me. Yeah. I think he wants to do talk show side more than play-by-play side, which that's fine. I'm happy to teach that, but you guys know I love teaching play-by-play. But he's a great kid and comes in whenever he can. And so he was on with me yesterday, and doubleheaders, it's his own. It probably should have more guests on it, but it's kind of when am I available to have guests on? So it's a lot of ranting.
Well, because you're doing play-by-play for different sports.
I am. Connecticut Rough Riders hockey yesterday morning, and Greenwich football coming up Friday night. Brunswick football on Saturday. I was at Middletown, New York last week. So all kinds of stuff. Right, Not enough, though.
Ready for another transition. another transition for you. And this is one of the topics that Bob Small and I worked on all night.
All right.
Tom Brady. You're an announcer. You do play-by-play. Mm-hmm. But he's now a new analyst. Your thoughts, and Dave, your thoughts as well, and Bob, yours as well. All right, so he's on Fox. He started off a little slow, but your thoughts as the number one Fox Sports NFL analyst.
He started off very slow. He cheated, but that's okay. I'm always going to use that.
Did he deflate some balls?
In any sentence about Tom Brady, I'm going to work on cheating.
And as will probably my buddy over here as well. So,
but, in truth, I think he's getting better. He needs to show more of a personality. I realize, and look, announcers are under more scrutiny now than I have ever seen at any time.
Agreed.
Honestly. It's almost abusive the way people have hated on Bob Costas, for instance.
Yeah.
It's gotten insane, actually.
That was pretty wild.
It really is. I still think the guy's a legend, but neither here nor there. Joe Buck, you can't say Joe Buck without there being polarizing opinions.
Yeah.
Brady is improving. A lot of people are taking that improvement out on Tony Romo in the process. So it goes to show how much scrutiny there is. Do I think Brady's going to be a great analyst? No, he's never going to be John Madden. Nobody's going to be John Madden, He's not going to be Merlin Olsen for that matter. But he can break the game down. He can certainly talk about what it takes to run a football operation. But there's a new X factor with Tom Brady, and that is his partial ownership now of the Raiders, which is all but official. It's going to really keep him from getting critical, and that's something you've got to be able to do.
I've been hearing about that.
Yep.
Oh, because you got 5%. They happen to do a Raiders game. Can he do a Raiders game? I guess he can.
I would doubt that they would
let him. So, David, your thoughts on him.
I think Fox is going to try to keep him off Raiders games if possible.
Yeah, I will be honest with you. When I watch the NFL now, I watch Red Zone, and it's not because I'm a fantasy sports person. I just like watching different games, and since the Jets torture me, I like watching the Red Zone channel, so I haven't experienced a lot of it. I did flip over to watch the Dallas game on Sunday and heard him. I thought he was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like him as a obviously I don't like Belichick. I don't like the Patriots, but I think he'll be fine. I think. And to Rob's point, I think there's a lot. He did cheat, but it's so funny when you have a national broadcast that, especially like in the World Series, the playoffs, the fans of the local teams just think that the guys are against them.
That's the most ridiculous thing. Sorry.
Well, it's just like the social media thing. It's like everybody has an opinion. So, and you know what opinions are like. I can't say it here, but.
No, you can't.
I can?
Bob has his finger on the 7-second
okay.
button, so we're all good.
Yeah. Sean Kilkelly has got us, yeah.
All right.
He's got the 7 seconds all lined up and ready for Dave.
By the way, I have to thank Sean Kilkelly because you know what?
Please do.
We had a little delay in the season, and that first person said, you know what, can we do this schedule? And he goes, he wrote me back right away saying, let's do it. So thank you to Sean.
All the best.
And speaking of Sean's, how's your son?
All the best.
See, I'm Terry Transition today.
Yes, you are. my son Sean is very well. He said to say hello to everyone. Might see you guys next week. Probably coming out to Cardinal Stadium on Friday, in part because he's probably going to get free food. But that aside.
Who do they play?
They play Wilton High School for the first time in a bunch of years on Friday night. And Greenwich, by the way, number one team in the state.
Really?
So, yeah, they're rolling along. Yeah, when New Canaan lost a few weeks back, New Canaan and Darien both lost.
Yeah.
They both dropped, and Greenwich jumped right up to number one.
New Canaan lost. They got shut out by somebody. It was like 14-0, but I can't remember. Yeah, listen, that's interesting because good for Greenwich.
Yeah, they'll be right around number one for the rest of the year. Their schedule is, if they're going to be a number one team, they've got to win the rest of the rest of the shooting gallery for sure.
All right.
But Sean is very well. Thank you for asking.
I have a quick shout out to. I have a couple shout outs, but
please.
But a shout out first of all to Teddy.
Shout.
Our bartender, who's been doing wonderful, taking good care of us, and Pam and Dan for we actually had a little presentation earlier for the Alzheimer's Association, which
we did.
I want to bring up real quickly. First of all, I want to thank obviously the three of you, Bob Small, Rob Adams, and what's your name again? Dave Tromeo.
Him.
It was a wonderful event we finished off last season with. And Esther and team did a great job. And a big thank you to Gideon, who I think will be coming by earlier from WGCH. And we raised, so far, at the Westchester Walk, $846,845.
Awesome.
And also Ben, who made a donation as well.
That's right, he did. I saw that.
And
he's a good man, that Ben.
There was 1,421 participants and 231 teams.
Nice.
So. Thank you, guys, and thank you to GCH, to Ben, and to MTK. So it was truly a great event.
Well done. So Bob and Rob and I are all wearing our medals around our neck.
We are. Yeah.
And I think I was the Tin Man, so I got the heart. Rob was the Scarecrow, I think. You got the brains.
If I only had a brain, yeah.
And Bob, you got courage.
Courage. It's courage because he has
courage.
He has a deal. He has a deal with us every week or every show. So I can understand that.
Yeah. He has to deal with me more than you guys. So that's courage.
Very good point.
And you are Oz, the fraud.
I was behind the curtain.
Pay no attention to him.
Yeah, exactly. All right. My other shout outs are for my Oneonta boys.
Oh.
Well, some of them shouting. And they listen to the show, by the way.
Yeah, they should.
All right. My friend Smitty's birthday was October 13th.
Yes, Smitty.
He is the commissioner, as you know.
Ah,
and Dave
friggin'
Tromeo is a champion in this.
Returning
pool,
champion.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
I know. It's
Toss Salad. Toss Salad's my name.
Toss Salad. It has to be.
There you go.
And October 30th, my friend Joey Hughes' birthday.
Happy birthday.
I am going to Gettysburg with Sarah, who's never been to Gettysburg, the battlefield. And my friend Kaz, who I went to kindergarten with, is going to give us a tour of Gettysburg's battlefields.
You know, I have only driven through the area of Gettysburg on the main road. I've never been to the battlefield
as well. The next time we go, you're in.
I'm in.
You know, Jarrett, my son, went there to Gettysburg College, and it's amazing. I mean, because every time I went, I would drive through, and it is a really cool place.
Very cool. Something we should all do. And, question, I should do it. But first. Now
another
transition.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
I meant to transition to this earlier before the show tonight, but that's okay. I will get there. Where, you ask? Splash in Bedford Hills. Proud to be entering its 30th year of serving the Bedford Hills community. We offer a complete range of services for the maintenance of your car, including full service hand washing, washing your car using thick foaming soap and lamb's wool mitts. Don't you love those?
I wish I had more of them.
Don't we all? We vacuum the interior, wipe down the dash and door jams, all in less than 15 minutes with no appointment needed because Dave does not have time for appointments.
No appointments, no.
Or opt for the super fast, vroom vroom, super fast exterior express wash. You're in and out in no time. Plus, you can use our free self-service vacuums when you get a wash. And there's our full-service oil change. Ben loves that, which includes a 21-point inspection and a free car wash. We have all sorts of detailing services available while you wait, all the way to our five-star complete detail. What, I ask you, could be more convenient?
Boy,
I can't think of anything.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Your car deserves a better car wash and oil change. Splash, located at 570 North Bedford Road in Bedford Hills. And as we return the copy to Mark, we say, Splash.
Nice.
We take a break on that note. We're on fire tonight. This could be a three-hour show. 719, we continue after this on the Clubhouse on 1490 WGCH.
Oh, wow. Now we get the music.
And WGCH.com. Let's go to break.
Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. That's what the tobacco industry said about us. But what does it say about them? That they'll do anything to recruit new smokers. Like using menthol flavors to make products smoother and better tasting so they're easier to start and harder to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for big tobacco to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
Join me on Darby and Friends Monday through Friday, 12:30 to 1 every day. Meet and listen to my local friends from Greenwich Library, Sterling Care, Retired Men's Association, Greenwich Harbor Partners, Bruce Museum, Greenwich Hospital. Whether it's art, music, local events, and parties, let my friends become your friends. Join me, Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Seven 20, back with you on the Clubhouse. Rob, Mark, Dave, we're all getting reacquainted. We haven't seen each other in 15 years or so.
Yeah.
Bob's over here. I see him all the time. I talk to him all the time. Actually, I see Dave. Dave and I talk a lot because we've got the huddle.
We are connected, yes.
Yes.
And we are trying to build something more.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Yes, indeed. And now...
Okay, so now I'm just checking with our guest, Art Shamsky, who's going to come up in a few minutes.
Yes, he is.
I just wanted to make sure that he's ready for the wildness that we are.
He is ready.
All right, so anyways.
Yes.
Are you ready?
No.
No.
Okay. Let's talk about Russell Wilson.
Oh, boy.
And Justin Fields.
Okay.
Your thoughts as a Steelers fan... If you were the coach,
mm-hmm.
What would you do, and what will you do? What will they do?
They are 4-2, coming off a game in which they scored over 30 points for the first time this year. Fields has thrown the ball and not turned it over. That was his problem in Chicago. He has thrown the ball pretty well overall. They have no running game to speak of, except against the Raiders. They had a better running game, including Fields and Najee Harris. Why mess with what's working right now when you're 4-2, even if you think you're going to get a better passing game in terms of a pure pocket passer with Russell Wilson? And I don't know how much he has left on the fastball, to be honest with you.
Okay. David?
I think it's a smokescreen.
Didn't they owe Russell Wilson? Russ Wilson?
I think they know the Jets are stupid enough to go... We should prepare for Russell Wilson when they're just going to play Justin Fields.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
All right.
And at the end of the day, that's all they need really to do. So So what do you think? I'm skeptical.
What do you think about this guy named Davante Adams? I heard he's now a Jet.
Oh. I got to tell you.
I know. So I'm wondering. Speaking of that game, let's.
I'm just so tired. I mean, if you're a Jet fan of any amount of years, you're tired. You're just worn from this. And until this dope Woody Johnson sells this freaking team, you will not be happy.
Have that delay ready, Sean.
I'm going to say, can we get that?
Have that delay ready.
I haven't said it yet. A dopey Woody, lucky, you know, the guy who's got the trust fund, who has done nothing with his. He has nothing positive in his life except for the fact that he's got money and he owns the freaking Jets. Sell this freaking team for the love of God, because you are the problem.
That was basically a Charles McCord rant right there.
And by the way, our audience up here is listening, and they're starting to throw things at you.
Well, good, okay. Because you know what? I'm right. He, 30 years, this guy's owned the team. What have they done? How many years they have made the playoffs? This guy sucks. He's the owner of the Jets. He is the common denominator. He's got to go.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
And here I thought.
And praise
Bob,
God.
And here I thought Bob was getting ready to mute your microphone.
Well, he should, because I thought I did pretty good by holding it back there.
I mean, you know, I actually thought you were heading down the Casey Kasem path. I was waiting for a dog named Snuggles to come along.
Well, there you go.
And photos, you know, and Don on the
phone. Snuggles and Woody can go off into the wilderness and do whatever the frig they want to do.
So, Rob, let me ask you.
You're cut off.
I'm cut off.
Let me ask you about in the same division.
Yes.
Amari Cooper is now a Buffalo Bill. And again, trying to see that I'm transitioning again.
Division stinks.
However, no, but I'm saying, what do you think? That gives him some options in the Buffalo quarterback. Yes.
Well, look, Josh Allen is. I love that Bills team. I'm not convinced they're going to do anything other than win the division. I keep trying to think they can do better, because that region, by the way, deserves a damn championship.
They really do.
Four Super Bowl losses.
Yeah, they really.
They've had some Stanley Cup, flameouts as well. They lost the NBA 100 years ago, you know. They had the Blue Jays for a hot second, and they took off.
Yep.
You know, thanks
to
COVID.
Buffalo Braves.
They had the Buffalo Braves, exactly.
By the way, not to interrupt.
I do like the Bills. Go ahead.
And if Bob won't mute my mic.
You're safe, I think.
I've calmed down. So the Jets have the longest streak of years in any team league of not making the playoffs, tied with the Buffalo Sabres. The Sabres and the Jets have not made
that?
The playoffs. And think
about that.
So think about all the teams in like Major League Baseball who suck, or in NHL or NBA who suck.
Yeah.
They've made the NBA or they've made the playoffs long, you know, before the Jets and the Sabres. I actually think I like the Sabres in a way. I like Buffalo. I like the city. I've been there.
Buffalo's
when I was at Iona, we used
time.
To have a great time going up there.
Yeah.
Play Canisius and Niagara. Loved it. Anchor Bar.
Anchor Bar.
Home of the original Buffalo Wings.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sean Adams' favorite Buffalo Wings.
There you go.
Yeah. In fact, home of the Buffalo Wings baseball team.
There you go.
The Buffalo Bisons have played as the Buffalo Wings. But
Teddy,
anyway, go ahead.
Order wings over here, please.
However, in my new, the Hub, which we're... We may have to have that for our dinner.
I think we're going to.
At Hotel MTK in Mount Kisco is known to be the center of all things social. And that's why Dave's here.
And that's funny.
Enjoy a refreshing cocktail, local draft beer, tasty appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and
wings.
The chef's nightly dinner specials, which could be wings.
It could be wings.
In this innovative gathering spot.
And coming soon, an all-new doubleheader.
And good people.
With Rob Adams and... Ranting Dave Tirone.
Ding. And there we go.
You guys egg me on, and then you love
it. Yeah.
You egg me on, and then you go, oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's more fun that way.
It's like, you know, sit there with the mute button.
I'm transitioning for the Yankees for a second. I need to move Austin Wells from the fourth slot. Your thoughts, Rob?
I don't disagree. And I love Austin Wells. He's got a great personality. He has been a terrific player. All throughout the year, he has played well behind the plate, but his back has gone to sleep. It has been tough to watch. I want a big bat in the four hole.
Now,
and he's
is
not
that
guy.
Is that because Boone's afraid to hurt him, insult him, or something? Or you know, you've won two games, so you know.
I don't think he has a better option.
Maybe he likes his mustache.
He likes Judge in the three hole.
But
he
move
likes
Stanton
Soto
up one, no?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you could as the boss walks in. As a matter of fact, all that works, but I think Boone likes having Stanton behind Wells. Okay. I think he likes that shifting between because, yeah, I think that's it.
So it's not going to change.
I don't think so.
Well, okay.
And they're up two games to none.
I agree.
You guys have a lot to complain about, right?
Right now, nothing to complain about.
You have a layup to the series, and really,
I mean, you're not. We have a clubhouse report coming up, so you have some time to.
I don't want to get caught, but
that.
Yeah, up 2-0, I feel. Yeah, enjoyed.
And the Mets are playing tonight, and you're in position.
So, okay.
And you got a former Yankee in the mound, so you should be good.
Oh boy,
I know.
Hey, yep. Mark, I got two words for you. They're not Merry Christmas, all
right? No, they're not.
You know what? It might be almost time for us to take one more break before our new guest coming up. Mr. Art Chamsky. So should we take a quick break and then come back? And
okay, we'll take a quick break. I was trying to drag it out and see how long I could keep Mark on the air. But that's okay. I'm ready to take that break. We will do so right now. Coming up on 729, Art Chamsky is coming up with all things Mets right after this. Clubhouse continues. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
Big Tobacco's customers are dying. But instead of pulling their products off shelves, they're using menthol flavors to recruit a new generation of smokers. Menthol makes products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier for us to start and harder for us to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for tobacco companies to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. And by Finocchio Brothers, we knows our business. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, Greenwich Matters every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You know, I look up the TV, and well, right now I see Mookie Betts, but a moment ago I saw the greatest human in history, Derek Sanderson Jeter, was on my television screen.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, he's the best. He is a godlike figure. He really kind of is. You know what it is? Jeter was never my favorite player during the Dynasty years. I was actually a huge Paul O'Neill guy. Loved Jeter, but rooting for Jeter was almost too easy. But Jeter has received so much hatred over the past bunch of years since he retired. He's the overrated shortstop, terrible defensively, all this other nonsense. You know what? I'm tired of it.
Who says that?
The dude is a godlike figure.
But like,
and he has a very pretty wife.
He does have, yes, she's pretty. Hannah is very sweet.
Anyways, yes, I would agree with that.
Hannah.
We're waiting for Mr. Art Chamsky, but before that, we have also many other topics to discuss.
Go ahead.
Well, one of my topics I wanted to bring up is there a surprise in the NFL so far to you, Rob?
The Dolphins stink, and that surprises me.
They do stink.
Because, and I guess Tua ruined them by getting injured, you know, the bad concussion he got. And by the way, he probably shouldn't come back, even though I think he's going to. But I thought the Dolphins were a playoff team. I thought the Dolphins were a legitimately good team, and they stink right now.
I would say the Washington Redskins / Commanders are a surprise.
Oh, no question.
Jaden Daniels
they
is
have
very
been
good.
A,
just saying.
That's been a positive surprise, no question.
No doubt. I think you're right. That's a good one. Jaden Daniels is an excellent, excellent quarterback.
There's no way I can read that, so.
Oh. There's no answer on that number.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
We will continue.
Mike Breen continues.
What would you like to know, Mark?
I would like to talk about the New York Knicks.
Ooh.
Oh, you know, the Knicks of the, which, the Knicks, Mike Green,
the,
there we go.
That's the common denominator, right? For all of us. Did you see where DiVincenzo got into it with Brunson's dad?
I did, with Rick Brunson.
It's like, what was that all about?
Still don't know. He said he's keeping that between him and Pops.
That was very weird.
Yeah. Very unnecessary, too.
Yeah, you don't need that stuff, right? The Knicks are going to be exciting, I think. I really do think. I don't blame them for making that trade. I mean, I think that's the trade you got to make.
Yeah.
If you can. Towns for Randall and DiVincenzo. I mean, that's a nice. The Knicks, if they stay healthy.
I think they're at best the two team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think they're the one. Yeah, I think the Celtics are still the clear number one.
And the Sixers?
But I do think they're the two. They're two, and the Sixers.
What about the Sixers?
And the Sixers. I think that's the Sixers three. Are very good.
Okay. All right.
But the Sixers find a way to screw things up.
Yeah.
Well, the center has to stay healthy.
Well,
Embiid.
Yeah. Embiid has to stay healthy.
Without him.
Embiid.
But, yes.
Embiid.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Salad.
You know what? The boss is in town.
The boss is.
By the way, Gideon, I just want to say, you know, I was thanking everybody. I want to make sure you got here. But anyways, our friend, Mr. Gideon Fontaine from GCH, the man who allows us to do this show.
The man, the myth.
And so, thank you so much for that. And the Alzheimer's Association has a thank you for you as well.
Ah, Bach.
We have a phone call.
We do.
Well, let's do it. It is with great pleasure to welcome back our old friend, author, speaker, and former New York Met, Art Shamsky. Welcome back to the clubhouse, Art.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You know what? You're a very busy man, Art. What is going on these days? Give us an update.
Well, I'm working on a third book, which will come out in the spring. I try to stay busy, try to stay visible. I just don't want to sit back and do nothing. And I think that gives me a lot of energy to do, to go on. And just had a birthday yesterday. So happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yeah. Today's the 60th. It was 2 days ago on Monday. I'm so busy,
two
I forgot.
Days late.
But I try to stay visible. I'm on X. I'm on Facebook, and again, writing is something I enjoy doing, and it's something that I think I just like to be out there, and so that's it. So I'm just trying to stay busy.
All right. Before we discuss your wonderful website, which, by the way, we've all looked at, and your books, your former teammate with the Cincinnati Reds, Pete Rose, recently passed away, and you know what? Your thoughts on Pete?
Well, it's been a tough year for me. I've lost four teammates from 1969. And I lost my sister earlier in the year also. But I had done a card show about 6 weeks ago when Pete was there. And we reminisced a little bit. You know, we go back all the way to 1960. We played minor league baseball together. We started together up in a small town upstate Geneva, New York. And that was in Class D for the Cincinnati Reds. And so we have history, and it was just nice reminiscing with him and talking about things that we did and the fun times we had. And he had a great memory. He remembered a lot of the things that I had forgotten about. And it was just nice. And he was in a wheelchair, and I did notice that he was not in the best of health. But, you know, it still was a shock to me when I heard about it. And when you keep losing friends and teammates, and it's, I guess as you get to a certain point in your life, sometimes the phone calls are what they are. So I guess it's to be expected, but still was a shock for me. And, you know, I don't know if he'll ever get in the Hall of Fame. I'm just not sure about it. There was a time I thought that after he was not around that he would get in, but I'm not sure that's going to happen now. I just don't know. But the guy had a fabulous career. If you look at his stats and some of the accomplishments he had in the National League over those years, an all-star in a number of positions, and, you know, obviously all the base hits. But he really, it's interesting about, I look back and over the years as more and more people wanted him to get into the Hall of Fame. Years ago, there was a lot of people were adamantly opposed to it, but that needle kind of went the other way. And, And what's interesting, the people who still don't want him to go in, which is a small amount, a small number now, I think, reality is that all those people who don't want him to go in are the same people will say they wish everybody played the game like he did. So that's the situation with that. But I was saddened by that because we go back a long way.
Yeah, it definitely was sad, Art. And this is Rob Adams. And one thing I wanted to hit you with today, 55 years ago today, what do you remember about that day as Game 5 concludes down at Shea Stadium? A pretty remarkable day for not only you, but all of New York and for Mets fans everywhere.
Oh, it changed my life, October 16th that afternoon. And, you know, it, I played 13 years, and nobody really talks about the other 12. It's really about 1969. It was an incredible team. And, you know, what's funny is that I look back over the history of baseball, and I really believe there's two teams that resonate with fans, you know, many years after they won. One of them is the 27 Yankees, of course, with Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and a great number of stars, and the 69 Mets. So people still talk about it. They want to know about all the things that happened that year, that season. And for me, it's great. When I go out and meet people, you know, they just want to know about things, even though they've heard them. And what's interesting, I meet a lot of people who weren't even born who know about that team from their parents and their grandparents. And so I guess, you know, in reality, it was – special day for me, and be part of that team. I think your name kind of lives on forever, and I'm really grateful for that. And again, I'm saddened by the loss of my teammates, some of the guys that we went to just more or less to war with. And we mentioned Pete Rose, but I lost a good friend in Eddie Cranepool about a month ago. And, you know, that was a real shock for me and for a lot of New York Mets fans. But you know, it's this day many years ago when we won was just a very special day, and all the things that happened to me afterwards are incredible. With you know, going to Vegas and singing in a show, naming a dog after me on Everybody Loves Raymond, all the programs I've been on, and all the guest spots I've done, like this show here with you guys. I mean, it wouldn't have happened if I wasn't part of that team. And so, again, basically, my life changed that day. And we're still talking about it.
Hey, Art, Dave Taromeo, and I am a true original Mets fan. Came back to my home in third grade to watch that end of that series. You know, and thank you for the memories. And obviously, you touched on Eddie Cranepool. I was going to ask you about that. Since you touched on that, I would like to ask you more about this current Mets team and what your thoughts are on them.
Well, they seem to be a come-from-behind team, which is great. That's always exciting for fans. So, you know, the game has changed for me to watch and to follow. It was not the same game that I played as a kid and even played in the big leagues. It's all different kind of sets of not so much rules, but just the way the game is played. You know, the way it's set up now, I think, is that it just get to the playoffs like the Mets did. Just make it to the playoffs. You don't have to win anything except, you know, get into that group of teams they're playing and get hot at the right time. And it looks like that's what they're doing. I think it's great for the Met organization. It's also great for the city of New York. And I think with them, with the Yankees doing well, I think it could be really interesting. But I love the game. I just don't follow it as much as I used to because, you know, I'm not big on not just sitting back and waiting for the big inning and the home run. I'm used to the game being, for me, small ball wins ball games. And so the way it's played right now, I don't follow it as much as people might think. But I think the fact that the Mets are still in it is great for the city, great for the organization.
Gotcha.
All right, I got to tell you, Art, so you going back to your first book, because, you know, my author friend, Art Shamsky, The Magnificent Seasons, if the Jets could start playing better,
please,
the Knicks and even the Rangers, could this be another magnificent season coming up? Your thoughts?
Well, it could be, but the difference will be if you look back at that season with the Jets winning, I think, January 12th and us October 16th, and then the Knicks, I think it was May 8th, 70. The big difference and the big thing that people tend to forget about is that all of us won for the first time. Nobody had ever won before. And that's what really made it such a great trifecta, as I like to call it. But also, you know, we're in a world that's upside down now. There's no doubt about it, a lot of problems. But if for those of who of those of you who might have been around in the mid late 60s and early 70s, the country was really in trouble. The war in Vietnam was tearing the country apart. The city of New York was really going under financially, socially, morally, spiritually, all sorts of problems. And what we did, the three teams, is we made people feel better about their lives at a time where they really needed it. You know, in that book, I spent hours at the New York Public Library trying to find these little things, events that were going on the same time that maybe a particular game was happening, et cetera, et cetera. And I just couldn't find any good news. It was always bad news. And I think those three teams, the Mets in particular, just made people feel better about their lives. And they passed that on from generation to generation. I still get people coming up to me and just saying thank you for being part of that team and making them feel better. And particularly is great for me when Vietnam veterans come up and say, hey, I was in the worst place that you could imagine, and I found out that you guys were winning, or I happened to be able to listen to the game, whatever it might be. And when they say that to me, I always tell myself, you know, if you have the ability to make somebody feel better, better about their lives, and you've accomplished something. So that always makes me feel a lot better.
Good stuff.
Art, I pulled up here on my screen, among the three of us, I've got it on YouTube, you guys singing You Gotta Have Heart on the Ed Sullivan Show. Do you how well do you remember that? What was that experience like?
Oh, we made fools of ourselves a lot that off-season. It was a natural thing to do. I remember that show very well, and I don't know if you saw that. One of the players on the team, Jack Villaro, left-handed pitcher, I went out and did an impersonation of Ed Sullivan on the show, and he got a kick out of it. But yeah, we were all. If you look at some of those clothing, the outfits we had on it, it was really funny, and it was just one of the things which we did that off season that was so much fun for all of us. I mean, I did Sesame with Eddie Crane Pool. We took seven of us were in Vegas for 17 days. Singing at Caesar's Palace. We rehearsed for 3 days and 2 weeks of dinner show and then the late show. And I mean, I can't, you know, all these shows that I was on. And then, you know, and I get people coming up to me today just saying, do you know that they named a dog after you and Everybody Loves Raymond? And I get that all the time. And I said, you know,
yeah, I watch the show all the time, Art.
We did that in 1999, so unless I have a short-term memory, I do remember that they named the dog after me. So, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, Robert Barone.
Robert Barone.
You know, Art Shevsky homered his first time at bat, Raymond.
That's right.
You guys got it down, but I wish it would have been a
there you go.
Beautiful, like, golden retriever or something like that, but that bulldog has got a face that...
No, it's
got a
perfect.
Face that only a mother could love, and so... So I have a lot of fun with that, and I always get questions about that. And you know, again, that being part of that team was so special. And I got great memories about it. I have no regrets. I got hurt a lot, which is unfortunate. And I wish I would have accomplished more in the game. But the reality of it is that being part of that Cincinnati organization, which was the pre-Big Red Machine, and coming up with guys like Rose and Bench and Tony Perez and Tommy Harper and all those great players that played over there, and then coming over to the Mets and being part of that championship team and living in New York and enjoying all the people and friends I've met over the years. Again, we're talking about 1969. What is that, 55 years ago? And so
55,
it's never going to get old. It's always going to be part of my life and very special, and I have... You know, I'm able to do these great shows with you guys and stuff like that and talk about it all the time. So there's nothing better than that. Awesome.
It truly is, Ryan. We love having you as a guest, as you know.
And you're a tremendous ambassador for baseball and for the Mets. I'll add that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Art, tell our audience about your website and where they can buy your books and other Art Shamsky memorabilia, because it's a really cool website.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Just artshamsky.com. I've got a store page with the books and some other memorabilia, and they can follow me on X or Facebook. And again, I appreciate you guys mentioning it. I have some really nice things that people like, some memorabilia things, and they'll get a chance to look at it and see some stuff. And again, it's all about staying close to the people out there and being able to communicate with them. And it never gets old for me. I think, you know, a lot of young people I meet, they're into the game now, and they have some memories of, or at least some idea about 1969, because people always talk about it. I know I got a message today from Howie Rose, and he wanted to, he sent me a message along with Jerry Kuzman and Ron Swoboda and Cleon Jones, and he wanted just a comment that he could talk about on the radio broadcast tonight. And I just told him about my thoughts about being one of the two teams in the history of the game that just is going to live on forever. And I'm sure the other guys had their own thoughts about it. But, you know, again, being part of that team and being able to do the things I've done is always going to be special for me. And I'm so thankful for the fans out there who do remember, and even those who weren't around but know about it from their family or friends or stuff. And it's always going to be special for me.
Thank you so much, Art Shamsky, ladies and gentlemen. Art. Big round of applause. Thank you, Art.
Thank you, Art.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Art.
7:48 here on the clubhouse. The band is very antsy. They would like to play.
You know what? If the band is ready, we can.
Before you start the band, I just have a question. Orioles, Colts, Bullets.
What about?
What do they have in common?
They all lost to the New York team.
That's right.
Yeah, they all lost.
The same year.
They did.
Yeah.
They
all Mets beat the Orioles.
Yep.
Knicks beat the Bullets. Jets beat the Colts.
Baltimore Colts. 57,397 at Shea that day 55 years ago. They played it in 2 hours and 14 minutes. Mets beat the Orioles 5-3.
Yep.
There you have it.
It was like 3:15 in the afternoon when the game ended.
Yep.
Ran home from elementary school. I remember my parents being there, not being interested, but
on NBC.
I was.
Yep.
Kirk Gowdy and Lindsey Nelson.
Remember,
handled
like
the,
Lindsey Nelson.
Yeah,
very
Lindsey
nice.
Nelson with the Wild Jackets. He handled the interviews down in the locker room. All right, we can reminisce all night, but in the present. We bring in the band. The conductor is angry at me for being late.
Oh.
Go.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Clubhouse Report with your host, Mark Jeffers.
You know, I miss Bob Small's intro. You know,
I wasn't sure which one he was playing.
Sometimes I go to I go to sleep. I can't sleep at night. I, you know, hey Sarah, can you just put on the Bob intro?
Just play it on repeat.
Yeah, just, you know, it's not a revolving thing.
Yeah, you ask Sarah, I'm sure.
Oh, you know what? Wait, Ben, you mind joining us for if we may have a mic for Ben?
Come on,
join us for a little.
Ben.
Anyways, let's start with some championship New York baseball. The New York Yankees took a 2-0 game lead in the American League Championship Series, beating Cleveland last night at the stadium 6-3. The series moves to Cleveland tomorrow night with a 5:08 first pitch. The New York Mets, who Dave may have heard of, and the LA Dodgers play game 3 of the National League Championship in tonight at Citi Field with a series knotted at 1 game apiece. Start time 8:08. All right.
Yeah.
Thoughts, David?
Thoughts?
Are you feeling good?
Listen, you know, it's funny. It's weird because you never thought we'd get to this point with them. And I think – I don't know what to think about this team. I really don't. Do I want a Subway Series? I honestly don't.
I don't.
I really don't.
I don't either.
Nope.
I don't.
And the Yankees, we have game, you know, tomorrow.
And it's not. I just don't want to deal with it.
It was hell 24 years ago. I don't want to do it again.
Do I think the Yankees have a pathway to a championship here? I do think they're obviously clearly the best team in the American League. But I think, you know, the Dodgers are a better team than the Mets. All right, let's be honest. But the Mets just seem to find a way to get these things done. And
the Dodgers starting pitching being so – Walker Buehler going tonight. I think you could hit Walker Buehler.
Buehler.
But you don't know what you're getting.
If Bob Small could hit him, then we're all in good shape.
Oh, Bob definitely could. Even on both good knees, Bob could hit.
We'll see.
So you're All right, with him with the Yankees, are we going to, is this a
obviously,
six-game series? Or is it a,
Think a six-game series. I have too much respect for Cleveland, although I think their manager has made some very, very curious decisions.
Terrible.
You pull Bibee that quick last night.
Oh, my gosh, I thought that was, that was just crazy.
Crazy, I agree. Yeah. But I'll eat my words because I was on another show Monday night, and I'm saying, why is Carlos Rodon pitching game one? And he goes out and pitches a gem. Shut me up. So, you know, I have to eat those words. But and Cole wasn't great last night. I need a shutdown. He gets a ton of money. He needs to be an ace.
Now, Ben, I'm hoping
Judge righted the
Ben,
righted
are you a Yankee
games.
Fan?
I didn't grow up a Yankee fan, but I do work with them through TGI Sport.
That's not the question, Ben.
I actually grew up a Red Sox fan.
By the way, get him off the show.
Cut the mic.
We're going to let Ben talk about TGI Sport because that's a our friend Sam.
Love Sam.
Anyways. Your thoughts on the – all right, quickly on the series.
My thought on the series is I wouldn't discount the Mets. They've been very clutch so far at the right time, especially Lindor. And we had Pete Alonso with that one moment that saved them. And so you can't discount them. And also I've come to notice from working with TGI, witnessing these games over the last few years, if there's a team that knows how to blow a series when they're supposed to be performing, it's the Dodgers. And I will tell you, too, from the advertiser perspective, a lot of the advertisers are hoping for a Subway series. Because a lot of the companies are based in New York.
Sure. But the TV networks are not because it'll do a terrible rating.
You want the Dodgers.
Yankees-Dodgers.
The networks definitely want Yankees-Dodgers because they want to maximize viewership.
The problem is one of your starting pitchers that you gave over $300 million to, he doesn't pitch. He can only go every 6 days.
Yep.
What in the name of Sandy Koufax is that?
All right. Now we're going to turn to the sad state
of
our New York football teams
in
the NFL. The Giants lost on Sunday Night Football 17-7 to the Cincinnati Bengals. The G-men host the Philadelphia Eagles, who are not much better, on Sunday at MetLife Stadium with a 1 o'clock kickoff, while the Jets missed two field goals that I think Rob could have made and lost on Monday Night Football 23-20 to division rival Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
We discussed the trade and all the moves, but the Jets traveled to Pittsburgh, which we also touched on for Sunday Night Football. By the way, you're playing primetime all your life, David. For an 8:20 start.
Why did I not bring my terrible towel with me tonight?
You should have. By the way.
All right. Well, I've got, good thing I'm in the middle of you two.
Why?
Who wins the game on Sunday night?
I pick the Steelers. Right now I pick the Steelers.
David?
I can't go. I mean, yeah, I'd have to say the Steelers. What is the spread? Do we know?
I don't know.
This is not a gambling. Okay, so Rob is not a gambling show. We're not sponsored by a gambling
10.5 points. Did everybody hear that? Okay, I'll take the Jets for 10.5. No, so I just can't. I went through the Woody Ramp before. It's almost better that they lose at this point. But, when you're a fan, you're a fan. So I'll say the Jets.
And when you're a Jet, you're a Jet.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet. So. By the way, the Giants lost their left tackle to a Liz, and I know this because Jarrett had the same injury, Liz Frank injury.
Yep,
that's bad. So he's gone for the year. Yeah.
All right, over on the courts in another New York Championship Series, the New York Liberty are in Minnesota tonight for Game 3 of their WNBA Best of 5 Champion Series with the Lynx.
Anyway, back to the spread. What was the spread there?
After the Davante Adams trade, the line changed. It's Jets by 2.
Jets by 2.
Yep.
And so the Liberty were what?
We're moving forward because we have a
Mike Breen continues.
The band is waiting. Okay, in exhibition NBA action, the Brooklyn Nets travel to Philly tonight for a 7 o'clock game with the Sixers. The New York Knicks travel to Washington on Friday to play the Wizards. The AP College Men's Hoops preseason poll is out with Kansas at number 1, Alabama 2nd, and UConn.
UConn's not number 1? The horror.
Yeah. They played Rhodey in a little exhibition game last night, by the way.
Yes, they did.
Over on the ice. In early NHL action, the New York Rangers are in Detroit tomorrow night to play the Red Wings with a 7:30 faceoff, while Dave's Islanders travel to St. Louis to face the Blues with an 8 o'clock start, and the Devils are up in Ottawa tomorrow night with a 7 o'clock first puck drop.
Ottawa.
Very nice.
All right, the Danbury Hattricks open their season hosting the Motor City Rockers at Danbury Ice Arena this Friday, October 18th at 7:30. We will have Doug and Herm from the Hattricks on next week's show to talk about all the fun events coming up this season.
All right.
Speaking of which, the Danbury Hattricks are inviting all teachers to the Danbury Ice Arena this Saturday, October 19th at 7 o'clock for Teacher Appreciation Night. All teachers who register receive a complimentary ticket and a beverage courtesy of Coca-Cola.
Ben, you should do that. You tell me you're teaching my program. Right. There you go.
Turn to some auto racing news. Bob. On the NASCAR circuit, Kyle Larson raced to his sixth victory of the season, winning the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. I have no F1 material for you, but you...
They race this Sunday in Austin.
There you go.
For the U.S. Grand Prix.
There you go.
Yep.
He's in Manhattan.
Finally in the United States for this season. Right. Yep.
There you go.
And yes, I know that we're all wondering if the MLS is back. Well, it is. And with the fifth place NYFC heading north to face Montreal, while the seventh place Red Bulls host Columbus. Both games are set for this Saturday with a 6 o'clock kickoff on the women's side in the NWSL. Gotham FC is 15-4-5. I didn't read that out loud. And holding down third place. Over on the links, important. On the Champions Tour, Jerry Kelly fired a 13-under par to win the SAS Championship in Cary, North Carolina. Our own Rob LaBritz.
Who?
There you go.
3-under par and a tie.
We love Rob.
Love Rob.
All right. And yeah, that will wrap it up for this week's Clubhouse Report. Rob, back to you.
And time running out.
That's why
fantastic. You did a great job.
I sprinted.
No, that was wonderful. A fine sprint to the finish.
Ben, it's great to have you here.
Yes,
thank
Ben.
You
Sorry I didn't give you more airtime, but you know what? I had to get the
WNBA stuff was very important.
It is.
And the NWSL, very important stuff.
You know, when I write it, I have to say it.
And now...
But we're back next week.
We are back next week.
Oh, wow.
With more fun.
We are back next week. We'll see if we can get Gideon back here next week. We'll see if we can get everybody back here next week. We'll fill this place. All right, we're out of here. Thanks to Art Shamsky. He was absolutely great. Thanks to Sean Kilkelly. Thanks to Ben. Thanks, of course, to Bob Small. For Dave Taromeo, Mark Jeffers, what's your name again? That's him. I'm Rob Adams, saying goodnight from the clubhouse from here at the Hub at Hotel MTK in Mount Kisco, New York. We will see you next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Join us at Greenwich Football Friday night at 6, 5:50 pregame. The Greenwich Cardinals hosting the Wilton Warriors. But for now, from Mount Kisco, good night, everyone.